After a 17-inning marathon on Friday night, it's Luis Alberto Bonilla making his first start ever as a Red on Saturday, running into some early issues in the first.
Belt swinging. He hits one high and deep to right field. That one is way back there. And adios, pelota. It is wet. Sixth home run of the year for Brandon Belt. And that was a long one.
Here is Justin Ruggiano. Here's the pitch now. And there's a drive in the center field. Hit well. Schebler back, still going back, at the wall, adios, pelota, Ruggiano goes deep, and it is 2-0 Giants.
Votto up the middle, and Matt Moore pulled a Houdini. He's thinking, I don't know how I caught it, and it hurt my hand, but I'll take it. Doesn't matter, he got him. So Hernandez now at third with two out, and here's Tomlinson. Tapped, juggled. Not in time, run scores, 3-1.
So Derek Law, coming into track, close this one out.
Popped him up, Tomlinson, Crawford, and the game's over.
So the Giants win back-to-back games for just the second time this season. They hold on to beat the Reds 3-1. Cincinnati wasted a brilliant outing by Luis Alberto Bonilla, who pitched a complete game in his first start as a Red. Bruce Bochy's team is slowly starting to build some momentum in Friday's marathon win, and the Giants follow it up with a strong performance Saturday. Here's the skipper's thoughts after the game.
No, they really couldn't have. I mean, it was really needed for him to get us deep in the game, and he really gave us a little more than I thought, to be honest. I mean, where his pitch count was early, but he found a way to get us there in the eighth inning, and what a great job. He had to make pitches there early in the game. He pitched his way into some jams there, but in traffic, he found a way to make some pitches, and we scored enough for him. We're still not putting up big numbers, but we made most of our hits today with the home run. So that's, and it's good to tack on that last one to give us a little margin of error.
I think that's nine homers in the last six games, so you're starting to pick it up. But eight of them are solo. Case where, kind of beggars can't be choosers, and you just take those?
I'd say, I like three-run homers, sure. But you take them. And I said that, I really believe we're going to hit for more power. And again, not just home runs, but, doubles, triples, those things. And but we're getting better swings off, and, it's a lot easier to score when you do add some slugging to your club. As far as that percentage, it needed to go up, and it's doing that right now. We didn't get a lot of hits today, six? We were sitting on four, I think, going in the last couple of innings. But you see what the power does, and that was missing. And it wasn't missing for the other clubs, and that's what was hurting us. So, so hopefully this continues, and we start, start doing this with some men on base.
I think it's the first back-to-back win since the 9th of 10th of April, and the first time you've beaten the same team twice in a row. Is that just how it starts, I suppose?
Well, you got to start somewhere, and it's really 3 out of 4, so we're kind of trying to really look on the positive side here. But it's good to get a couple in a row against a team that was very tough on us there at their ballpark. But we're pitching well. We talked about Moore, but the bullpen, what a great job they did again. Lyle's been inserted into the closing role, and he got it done. And that's what has to happen when you have these injuries. Guys have to step up, and they're doing that.
You've had a couple good wins this year where you've had the Morse game beating Kershaw, and you've come back the next day and haven't kept it going. How important was it after the way last night went, did you think, for these guys to get another one?
I thought it was really important for us. You have a lone game like that, and of course you win it. Now you're going to do some celebrating, but it can't be long because you're getting up early. And, we haven't won two in a row in a while, as you guys touched on. But, to put that behind us, just like the tough losses, that big win, come back out and win this ball game. And their guy was good. He had a changeup that really had us buffaloed there, and we couldn't do much with it. But they found a way to win this ball game, and like you said, I thought that was big to put that game behind us last night.
It's to as hot as they were offensively coming in, when I think you had starting pitchers gave five runs in three games so far between Block, Cueto, and today. I mean, is that what you need to get things going?
It is. It all starts with your starters. You hear it so many times. They set the tone, and you get blown out in Cincinnati the way we did the first couple games. That we know that's not going to work, and we're not putting a lot of runs on the board, so we're going to rely on this pitching to keep us in the game and give us a chance to win. And you look at last night, we only scored two runs until that Posey home run. I mean, that's all because of the pitching and what they did. But, at some point, we're going to have to slug it occasionally with another club. But it always gets back to what our strength is, and that's pitching and defense. You saw today Crawl out there and the plays he made. We're a different club. I mean, come on, when you have a guy with his talent out there, it does make us that much better defensively.
Jeff Samardzija toes the rubber on Sunday as San Francisco looks to take 3 of 4 from the Reds at AT&T Park.